Good. Kathleen Thomas is still getting settled in.
Now, I've been here 4 months. I can't keep making excuses.
Here is her modest room at the Monte Siesta Nursing Home in South Austin.
I want to be able to feel like that I can be happy and be able to feel like I'm at home around here. And I'm still having a hard time with adjustments and stuff.
It has been a big adjustment for the 62-year-old. 4 months ago, Kathleen was living in an apartment on her own. Then she got sick. It got hard to take care of herself and her house. A nonprofit worker that was helping Kathleen keep up with her bills got worried.
Come up here and he said nearly knocked him out or something. Because he said it was so in bad shape.
That's when Adult Protective Services got involved.
And this lady, she come knocked on the door.
That lady is APS caseworker Linda Wright.
When I got there, it took her a while to come to the door. She did let me in, gratefully. But she was very weak and complained of chest pain.
So they sent Kathleen to the hospital, but she can still make decisions for herself. In this case, instead of going home, she decided to move to Monte Siesta. It's not always that easy to convince someone to leave their home, even when it's dangerous for them to stay.
I said, well, I want to go somewhere where be not, neat and clean and more healthier for me. And so here I am.
In the world of Adult Protective Services, Kathleen is a victim of what's called self-neglect. Her living conditions at home and her ability to care for herself were declining. Caseworker Linda Wright sees it happen a lot.
For a variety of reasons, the economy is so bad. You know, a lot of people don't have the resources that they need. Unfortunately, we get cases where there's alleged perpetrators and they're spending their elderly parents' money, so they don't have the means to make ends meet.
So far this fiscal year, the number of victims of abuse and neglect in Travis County is outpacing the same period last year. That may be because the elder population in the area is growing rapidly. Between 2000 and 2010, the area's population of people over 65 grew by more than half. So-called pre-seniors, people 55 to 64, more than doubled. But services for those growing populations aren't keeping up.
When you look out at the field of services that exist today, we are underserved.
Ryan Robinson is the demographer for the city of Austin.
And I think that we're going to have to play catch up, not just from the standpoint of the total overall growth of seniors, but that we're going to have a far more socioeconomically diverse set of seniors, meaning we're going to have more poor seniors.
In the meantime, state officials are reminding people to look out for elderly neighbors who may need help.
The bottom line is it's a societal problem.
Again, Linda Wright from Adult Protective Services.
It's not like, okay, this is APS's problem, now what are you going to do? It's all of our problem. We all need to work together in a collaborative effort to address these vulnerable people because we're going to start seeing more and more of them.
Matt Largy, KUT News.